we back.
And we back.
And we back.
And we back.
And then. Welcome back, world, to the No Suits Podcast. Once again, it's your boy Spin. We got my boy Krim with me today. We're going to be talking about all your sports topics, like I always say, going from high school on up to your professional athletes. We got a couple different things on the agenda today that we think that you guys will be finding very, very, very interesting. We got our selection show. We got some NFL things we got going on. And, of course, our weekly picks. But what we're going to start off with today is going to be Lincoln Riley going to USC.
Yes,
Lincoln
sir.
Riley going to USC, man. I guess I'll go first on this one because
that's
that
your
is
boy.
My team.
That is
I
your
ain't,
boy.
That ain't my boy, but that's my team. He was my boy like 3-4 hours ago. But Lincoln Riley going to USC, man. I really don't even understand the move. Like, I don't understand the move from a football perspective because USC isn't really relevant when it comes to football. They haven't been in a while. But the more I thought about it, I was trying to do some research to see why, but the news is so fresh, they really didn't have anything. So I kind of just sat back and thought, and I was like, it do make sense to go to USC, especially right now when you talk about recruiting, these new NIL deals. And then geographically, I would rather be rich in LA than Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? Oklahoma's my team, but I can understand just living a life. I would rather be in LA than Oklahoma, than Norman, Oklahoma. But then, like I said, with these NIL deals, I think that it will, with a coach like that and his being able to recruit, I think that, you know, that will become a hotbed and a place that a lot of players will want to go, because you got to think about it. The last time USC was paying players, they looked like Alabama.
Sir.
Now, they were doing it illegally, but the last time they was paying people, they were getting a lot of the people. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to put a little salt on that because of the simple fact that they was the only people paying people. So, obviously, you know, you didn't have to – there was no competition when it comes to paying the players. But I do think, you know, I think that might be one of the reasons why he's going, coupled with the fact that I don't really think he's trying to go into the SEC. I don't really think that was something that Lincoln Riley even wanted to do at all. What you think about it?
I ain't expect my boy to have that take. You basically gave man a G pass. He's like, bro, I understand. You don't want to go compete in the SEC. You want to be on the coast and just chill. USC giving you that. So you understand?
Yeah, no, I give him a G pass only because I don't want you to stay if you don't want to stay.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that a couple of podcasts ago, I already stated that I don't think Lincoln Riley can win us a national championship either way. I think that he would have kept us, you know, going 10-2, 11-1, you know, in the playoff hunt. But I don't think that we were going to win a national championship with Lincoln Riley. And like I said that a couple of weeks ago. So although I like Lincoln Riley, losing Lincoln Riley isn't, you know,
yeah,
as detrimental as a lot of people may think, because we didn't win nothing with him. We probably won't win nothing without him, but shit, it's not something to be heartbroken over as if we just lost Nick Saban or something like that, or Les Miles when he was in his heyday, or Pete Carroll. We didn't just lose that, guys. We just lost a really good coach. We didn't even lose Jimbo Fisher.
Dang. That's true, though.
We didn't.
That's true, though. That's true, though. Shout out, Jimbo. I had to make a shameless plug. If you listening to the No Suit Sports Podcast, come to LSU, bro. Forget the A&M stuff. Just come on to LSU. We'd love to have you.
I don't know why he didn't. I don't know why he didn't, to be honest.
You're talking about he's staying at A&M. Forget all that. We getting on Lincoln Riley behind.
Lincoln said that, too.
Oh, he did.
Like right now, Bob Stoops ain't coaching in the next game. He gone now.
Hey, he did say that because he turned after the game, folks. If y'all didn't look at the Oklahoma State game, it was a good game to watch. But he said to the reporter or to whoever that they have a relationship with within Oklahoma, he knew the person name personally. He said, let me stop you. I'm not going to LSU. You know what I mean? He was talking about, you know, Oklahoma, basically alluding to Oklahoma being the place of choice for him. Mm-hmm. The very next day, my man said deuces. my man said deuces. It to me, I just don't like that aspect of it. Like, bro, be real. If you're thinking about doing something, I don't care how awkward it is. I don't care about none of that. You don't have to say straight out, I'm leaving y'all. You could be like, we'll have to see. We'll have to, you know, go and readjust. Don't just say you committed to the organization and then the same breath, leave it within the same time. It's just crazy. It's really crazy to see. But as far as Lincoln Riley to USC, I had similar thoughts. Not as far as living on the coast. I don't, from a coach perspective, it might be, you know what I mean? It might be, okay, let's go. From a college coach perspective, like, man, look, let me go live my life. From a USC perspective, I do get it, though, because the recruiting aspect, like you said, he might be able to get so many recruits, especially California is a big state, coming from all these players from California, instead of going, you know, dispersing out. If he could get them, give them these deals, USC have crazy money, crazy money. And they're not even good. Excuse me. Get these players in the under your system, make it entertaining, put butts in seats. That's all they really want right now. If winning, you know, that's it. If winning start coming after that, okay, now they even more ramped up. I like the move for USC just to, you know, shake some things up. Honestly, I don't think it's gonna make that much of an impact as far as them being good anytime. Probably in his tenure, because I give him probably 10 years. If he consistently keep losing, USC gonna be like, all right, bro, you gotta come on, get up out of here. You was entertaining for the 3-4 years, but you're not really doing anything. You had like 2 times to turn over your players. We're gonna have to go ahead and get up out of here. But as far as right now, it's pretty cool to see just a kind of controversial type of play here from Oklahoma to USC. I like that aspect.
Yeah, it like I said, it don't make a lot of sense because Oklahoma is a bigger football university, brings in more money, they have more money, revenue is better. Oklahoma, like, it just, the recruiting classes are better right now. Now, maybe he thinks it's because of him. So obviously, wherever he goes, he thinks whatever we rank now, he's going to be ranked at USC. But like I said, only thing I can really think, bro, is he just was trying to be on the coast. Like, and I can't blame a nigga for that. That's the only thing I can think. Because otherwise, what is USC better at than Oklahoma? Like, factually. Like, maybe opinion-wise, somebody might think. But, like, if you talk about any of the facts when it relates to football, I mean, USC, it's not even competitive, to be honest.
That's real.
And even if you bring in historically, like even if you bring in the whole history of it, it is at least the same. I would say Oklahoma is better even historically, but it is at least the same. So I'm like, that's a different one. But like I said, I think he just wanted to be in LA. You got these new NIL deals. You can be doing a fool in LA.
A fool, especially because, you know, something that we talked about some episodes ago about how random people, you know, LA is full of stars that love the LA teams. If a random million billionaire can go ahead and give this kid that's thinking about going to Alabama or whatever, give him crazy amount of money and then get a deal, but hold up, bro. Okay. Let me reconsider this. Man. So
man, I love it. I'm a little biased because I love USC too. Like, USC is my second favorite team. So that's why I really can't too much trip. They just been trash, so I never get the root for them. But growing up, like, it was Oklahoma, USC. I hated when they had to play each other in the net.
Reggie Bush, baby.
Reggie Bush. I was the only nigga out there in Adidas cleats because of Reggie Bush, nigga.
Hey, you real talk.
I had the Reggie Bushes, bro. I used to love USC. So hopefully they can get back. I don't think they're going to win no national championship, but hopefully we can get some late night games. You know, they be playing the Pac-12. I always play at 9:30 out here, so – hopefully, you know, we can get some good late night games now instead of just going to sleep.
That's real. That's real. Like, I'm excited to see, especially, I don't know what I'm kind of confused at, because of course he already did the recruitment for next year. Is he going to hit up those players and be like, say, what's down? I could make, you think so?
But that's why though, because you know, he's recruiting and players are committed, but you know, signing day ain't until February. So I think that's why, one of the reasons why they wanted to make the move now, going into December, instead of announcing it, letting him coach through the end of this year and announcing it then. That's what I think.
That's true. Oh, ooh, that's gonna be touchy. A lot of people. If we see like 3 or 4 commits go to USC,
they're gonna go. I know it's gonna happen. So I don't know who we gonna bring in. I can't even think of anybody. I can't think of nobody. You know what I mean?
And I hate that a big football program is competing with LSU for an open position job. So, hey,
right. I hate that y'all got one open. I didn't even think about that. So it's like, you're not even just going to automatically get whoever is the best left. You know, usually you just get the best one available.
But, yeah.
Ooh, no, we got a chance. We can go and get the Gary Patterson. TCU just fired him, or they parted ways.
They did.
Gary was a beast. Now, he had kind of trailed off, but for a little minute, he had TCU rocking.
Y'all can have him. Y'all can have him. I want Jimbo. Jimbo Fisher. Look at the camera. Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher, dog. I'll
tell you that right now. Jimbo ain't moving right now.
Jimbo. Come holler at your boy.
Jimbo not moving. Jimbo finally think he, you know, he just beat Alabama too.
Jimbo, holler at your boy.
That means I holler at you.
Holler at your boy. Hey, we're gonna go ahead and transition to our college selection show. No Suits podcast selection show for these picks, man. Whoo! We're gonna give y'all our top six. We felt like we had more of a right stance than the college football playoffs last week. I feel like this week gonna be somewhat similar. We're gonna see what they do because a lot of things happen. But let's start off with what, 1 or 6? Which one you wanna do?
We can't start off at 1. That's what they usually do. Cause one, two, and 3 probably gonna be the same. So we could do that. For my number one team, I got Georgia, and I feel like that's very apparent. Like, you can't take nothing away from Georgia. Like I said, the only thing you can say is they don't have the best quarterback. But when you got everything else that they have, you don't need the best quarterback. As we can see, they've blown everybody out with that guy. And I don't think he's that bad. So I got Georgia at number one.
Yeah, he's not terrible. I got Georgia at number one, too. I want to see them handle Alabama just for the sake of, okay, what are we going to do now as a selection committee? It's going to be real interesting to see on championship weekend for a lot of these teams. But, yeah, I got Georgia at one. I think they're going to do just fine in the college playoffs.
Same here. I got Cincinnati at number two. Like I said, I'm always going to respect you going. I'm respecting – if you undefeated, I'm going to respect that, especially because they've beaten a top 10 team. Like, y'all, everybody wants to holler about their strength of schedule. And they are the only team. Before I say that, I don't know where all the other teams are gonna land, but I know that they have the highest rank, or I can't say I know because I don't know where they're gonna land, but I'm quite sure that they have the highest ranked win in Notre Dame. So yeah. I don't see how you could say they have a low strength of schedule and then they've beaten the highest ranked team according to you.
According to them, this is what we saying, and y'all saying, okay, but their strength of schedule, bro. You just said Notre Dame is up here. They beat them. I got Cincinnati number two as well.
Bingo.
But my number three, I got give me Harbaugh. I got Michigan at number three, man. I love seeing what they did. Hands it up on the Ohio State team. I feel like first and foremost, Jim Harbaugh never beat them in his whole career at Michigan. Mm-hmm. That was his first win. And it was such a pivotal win because of, you know, they fell short against Michigan State. They had to handle Ohio State to even be relevant in this conversation. I think they play Iowa for championship week. I feel like they should handle Iowa. And, hey, that's an easy stamp to the top four. So, but I got them at number three.
Yeah, same here. I got Michigan at number three. What they just did with Ohio State, and I had Ohio State, I think, at three last week. So I ain't had no choice but to put Michigan up there. But I actually like what Michigan is doing as well, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, them boys is actually playing football, and they're a physical team. And that's always refreshing to see when you talk about college football. I got them boys at number three, and I think they're going to make some noise in the playoff. I think they will.
Make some noise. I really want my man to win one. I want Harbaugh to win one. So They definitely should be in. Huh?
Getting close?
Getting close, yeah, definitely. Like, I think if he get in, hey, you just got to show what you got to do now. You know, you're in the playoffs. You got to show what you got to do. Who you got for number four?
Number four, I got Alabama. I got Alabama at number four. I think that Alabama is right now. They sliding, though. And I honestly, they almost didn't make it. If I be all the way honest, they almost slid out of the top four. But I left them in the top four only because of the simple fact that I know that they have to play the SEC championship game, and that's going to sort itself out. But I got Alabama at number four. Who you got?
I don't take no freebies over here. And that's coming from an objective place. I don't take no freebies. Give me Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State. You know what I mean? Oklahoma State just beat Oklahoma. And I think a pivotal win for them, because that don't happen like that. Oklahoma State not going to really beat Oklahoma when they're at a top 10 type, Exactly. So they had that win. They had, I want to say, two or three. No, I think it was two more. What is it? Rank wins.
Yeah.
Rank wins. There we go. Two more rank wins. And it's like, what did Alabama do if we really want to ball down to it? So I had to go ahead and put them, besides struggle against teams that they should, you know, quote unquote, beat. So they went to four overtimes to beat Auburn.
That's why they almost slid out for me. They almost slid out for me, but I'm going to leave them in. I'm going to leave them in for right now. But I got Oklahoma State at number five. I really like Oklahoma State and what they're doing. I like what they do offensively. I think that they can give really any of these teams that I have ranked above them. I think that they can put up points against anybody. I just don't know, you know, if they can stand up defensively. I don't know if they'll be able to do that, because they do play good defense. They just a little small.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing with Oklahoma State. But I like what they did, like you said, against Oklahoma, unfortunately. They gave us the blues, even though we should have beat them. They gave us the blues. So I got them at number five.
Yeah, number five, Morocco, Alabama. I think I had them at five last week. They didn't do anything that should change that. I'm not improving you going four overtimes against the Auburn team. You know what I mean? You lucky you didn't slide down one, but
damn. By default, they couldn't slide.
They couldn't slide because number six, I got Notre Dame, so.
Number six, I got Notre Dame, too. And they're there strictly by default. I almost put Baylor right there just because I think Baylor looks better than Notre Dame. But Baylor got two losses, so I couldn't.
Right.
You know, I got to stick to my principle. Like I said, I'm trying to have my own little, like, what is it called? Algorithm.
I think you're being logical behind. That's it. You're using logic. They're using, I don't know. I don't know what they use.
Niggas just using like who has been better historically.
That's who I like more. Who do I like more?
I be thinking they just be going by history, because there's no way that Cincinnati shouldn't be number two if you put Notre Dame, because they're gonna have Notre Dame in the top six. I don't know where they're gonna lie it, but you can't say, because they Notre Dame and Cincinnati have the same strength of schedule. Like, it's hard for me to think that Notre Dame has played anybody better than Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And I know Cincinnati's played nobody better than than Notre Dame. So the best team on my schedule, I beat. The best team on your schedule, you lost to. Yet and still, your one-loss record got you at number six. My zero-loss record barely has me in the top four. That shit don't make no sense.
Zero. And we definitely excited to see you on Tuesday. I think this is the second to last one. Next week should be final.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I think we should have the results in time for the next episode. So as far as the last week, because I think they come out on Sunday for the last one. So, hey, tune in. We're excited to see. It's going to really shake it up. We're going to see how championship week go, though.
Indeed. Well, we moving on right to the NFL.
Right to the NFL.
Bingo. We got Tennessee versus New England. Tennessee versus New England was not a good game like we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. But – I think we learned a lot. I know I did. What you think about the game?
I want you to talk about your man Mac Jones. I want to see what you have to say about him, because he was kind of hard on Buddy. You said that he's the worst player you ever seen. I'm just playing. You said You was kind of tough on Mac Jones at first, but you and I was critical as well. I was critical, but I like to give players a chance as a quarterback, rookie, whatever. But my man was kind of tough on him, so got to give Buddy his accolades.
I do, man. I got to go ahead and just apologize to Mac Jones, bro. I was wrong. I thought he was just I wasn't staying with my principles that I just said and going by the record, right?
Yeah.
So Mac Jones, he's not what I feel like they're trying to make him to be. Like, he's just
right.
Being quarterback and shit like that. I don't think he's that, but he's winning, and he doesn't have to be that. So he could be Matt Stafford, and everybody thinks he's good, but he's not winning. Or he could be Mac Jones, and nobody thinks he's good, but he's winning. So at the end of the day, I got to make sure that I keep it back in my mind, the nigga winning. So at the end of the day, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He could go, he probably could go out there and throw for 4,000 yards and 30 tubs, but would that make their record be what their record is? I don't think so. And so sometimes it's better to throw for, 3,000 yards and 25 tubs and 4 picks. Sometimes that's what your team needs. You need to slow it down. Y'all have a great defense. Y'all have a great coach. You don't need to throw for 1 million yards and be the MVP of the league. Yep. And that's what I had to get in the back of my mind. That's the only reason why I say I apologize to him. I do not apologize for saying that I don't think he's the rookie of the year. I don't think that at all. Because what I just said, you have a lot of things around you, and you're playing smart. You are playing smart football, and you're playing winning football, which is always most important. But that type of football, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That type of football not going to win you the individual awards. It will win you the team awards, though. If you want the individual awards, y'all take the Matt Stafford approach, and y'all niggas just not going to win that much. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
I apologize to him.
I agree with you to an extent, and I'm going to tell you why. First and foremost, we watch them just beat up on the Tennessee Titans. It was 36-13 for those that didn't watch the game. And the Patriots won a sixth game in a row. Their sixth game in a row. And that's, I'm sure, refreshing to Boston fans to see that type of winning again that they're accustomed to. Well, I'm a kind of back it up on the individual award approach, because we saw a Tom Brady in his early career be that game manager and then transform to something else and, get high accolades. So I think that's what they're doing to Mac Jones. It's going to be a similar approach. But I just love how he, as a rookie, how poised he looked, and he's starting to build confidence, not making too many mistakes. And it's like, yo, if they could build around that, having a great coach, a good offensive coordinator, that's going to be dangerous. So I'm excited for – I like Bill Belichick a lot. He cheats. He cheat. But I like the storyline more than anything. Tom Brady left. He had a crazy team around him. Good luck, and won a Super Bowl. I want to see Bill Belichick, because it's harder as a coach to replace a quarterback than a quarterback that's already good to go find a good team. So I want to see him develop something and try to get back to that promised land. That's going to be a dope thing to see over the years. But as far as Mac Jones go, bro, you looking good. Keep doing your thing. 6 wins in a row ain't nothing to slight at all. And they might be competitive in the AFC now. That's the crazy part.
They the number 2 seed, so ain't no might be to it. They are competitive in the AFC. They are winning their division with the Bills in it. The one that they – Josh Allen getting the individual accolades, but they're not winning, man. So sometimes you do need to just manage the game. The game don't always need for you to, do all this extra stuff. But another point on Tom Brady, I had to pull it up right quick. Even with Tom Brady, like, starting off as a game manager and progressing to where he is now. Now, I do think Tom Brady is the best quarterback ever, before I even say what I'm about to say. But even being the best quarterback ever, looking at, like, they Super Bowl wins, they still had amazing defenses in those Super Bowls. So he really wasn't,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doing the fool. Like, yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up that point. I'm really glad you brought up that point, because some people don't understand how good Belichick was on getting the defense right. And even this year, we never seen New England go crazy in free agency as far as defense and offense. And the defense looking good again. So that is a crucial aspect. bro, you, it's no way in the world a team is up to on you 28-3, and I believe Atlanta got shut out in the fourth quarter. What?
Yeah.
What can you do as a as a football player if you cannot score or somebody stop you completely, and then say, "Hey, Tom, go ahead. Look, we got this on the defensive end."
All you got to do is go. I'm going to tell you like this. The last Super Bowl Tom Brady won, the opposing team scored 9 points. The previous one that Tom Brady won, the opposing team scored 3 points. The other Super Bowl before that, they lost, and the other team scored 41 points. So in a sense, like, it's like you can't sit here and just say, not you specifically, but nobody can just sit here and say, he turned into this. And he is. I think that, but let's not make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, he turned into Peyton Manning in one right. game, started throwing for 7 tubs, and that's how they won. That's not true. That's not true. And boys, they had great defenses. And like I say, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how you win 7 Super Bowls. You ain't going to win it by yourself. And that's why I had to go ahead and apologize to that boy, Mac Jones, man.
That's real, and I'm glad you brought up the defensive part, because it goes so under the radar, though. Like, that's an important part. If the other team not scoring, I don't care if, like you said, 9 points. All I got to do is score a touchdown and a field goal. I win? Come on, bro.
They scored 13.
You know what I mean?
No. In that one, when the Rams scored 3, they scored 13. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He once lost the Super Bowl where the other team only scored 17. He lost another Super Bowl with the other team only scored 21. So it's like, you know, sometimes you just got to play within yourself. Do what you're supposed to be doing, because sometimes if you just don't throw a pick, that other team, instead of having 17, they might only have 10. Mm-hmm. You win because they had 14. You win without having that extra turnover and putting them in a position to score. So I like the football that Mac Jones is playing in. It's actually scary because Bill Belichick, we know Bill Belichick gonna put it on when it comes to the Super Bowl, and that's gonna be crazy.
Crazy, you hear me? And I think they really got Mac Jones bought in, because it's like, look, this is all we need you to do. You're gonna start, you get better and build your confidence within yourself. Just do this. Don't try to do too much. Listen to me and do this. And that's what he's doing. And man, look.
I think he is confident. I think that is a show of confidence when you can. Like, be in a situation where you're not getting all the accolades that you probably feel like you could get, you know what I mean? And you're not pressing to get those accolades. To me, that's the ultimate confidence, to know that you can do something, be criticized for not doing it, and still don't do it, because you're winning. You're getting the results you want, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and not letting, kind of what you be saying about Odell, to get into the next thing, what you be saying about Odell, letting the media getting in his head and get him outside of what he's supposed to be doing.
Right, you know what I mean?
And I feel like I said, that's the ultimate confidence, to not let nobody shake you and what you're doing. So I give him respect for that. And we're going to see what them boys do in the playoffs.
For sure. And moving to the next thing, we had them L.A. Rams. Odell and the L.A. Rams, as he probably like to have it called, versus this the Green Bay.
Matthew Stafford in the L.A. Rams. Yelling Matthew Stafford today.
Yeah, I feel that. But he did have a long touchdown, but they did end up losing 36-28 against the Green Bay. These are two teams that people have going pretty much the distance in the NFC. Did that show you anything from Odell Rams aspect, or did it show you more of Green Bay maybe really for real this year?
It definitely didn't show me that Green Bay is for real. That's one thing that I'm just not about to even play with. And L.A. really about to join Green Bay's boat. Matter of fact, they driving that boat. Matter of fact, the teams that just look cold and don't be. I don't know what's wrong with them. Honestly, like I said, Matthew Stafford missed, like, I don't know how many passes. He had a lot of incompletions. But I'm talking about the passes that should have been picked. Like, literally hit the DB in the hands, and the DB just looked like me out there, dropped it.
Drop it.
We know why you play DB, son. So I really don't know what's up with it. Like I said, maybe Matthew Stafford needs to be more like May Jones, manage the game a little bit better, as opposed to throwing the ball all over the field. Because at the end of the day, it looked good stat-wise. Matthew Stafford leads the league in, like, QBR, one of those stats he leads the league in. And I'm sure he's top of the league in all the other passing categories. Which it was working at first, but now that teams are catching up to it, is being slowed down. A lot of people trying to put it on Odell, but shit, they on a 3-game losing streak. Odell only been there for 2, really only 1 because he got there on a Thursday right. for the other one. So he's really only contributed to 1 of y'all's losses. So you really can't put it on him. Mm-mm. But the people that was already there was the quarterback, the coach, and that defense is not playing up to par either. And that's the more concerning part. That defense is really like getting, you know, toasted.
I think I'm, like I said, I like to, I'm not going to be too critical on them because I like to sit back and wait and see them develop. They had a lot of moving parts that came in right before trade deadline and different things of that sort, right? So the Von Millers, the Odells, I think that stuff is going to work itself out. I think the defense going to start shaping up right when they need to shape up. They just have to start winning these games because you can mess around and be in a wild card. Well, you might most likely going to be in a wild card spot because Arizona going to win that division. But you'll mess around and be a low wild card, have to play an opponent that is now, you know, a little bit more competitive at home. And it's like, it could be a give or take. I think Stafford should keep doing what he's doing. Keep doing what you're doing. But, bro, it's almost like he playing, I ain't going to say scared, but kind of timid. And then it's like when he make his decision, that boy firing all over. We know you could throw. We know you could, you know what I mean, do your thing at the quarterback position. Just sit back and do it. You know what I mean? I don't know if like the quote-unquote LA lights got shining a beam on them or what, but I do think that they're going to settle in. So I'm going to see like how the next few games go, but I think they're going to settle in, go on a little winning streak, start feeling themselves, and then, you know, get right in time for playoffs. Green Bay, though. 9-3, Green Bay. I honestly still don't believe in them completely.
I know you. They like Lincoln Riley. It's gonna look really good until it gets time to actually win it.
Time for action. Yeah, you know, I gotta applaud their win. It was at home against a good Rams team. Applaud their win, but we're gonna see how these later games go and see where they be at. You know, I'm excited for this playoffs because it's gonna be a lot of competition, especially in the NFC.
Oh, the NFC is looking too good. The AFC is shaping up too. Like,
that's true.
We're going to see how that turned out, but that NFC is looking real good. You brought up an interesting point or a really good point with them. They're going to be a wild card anyway. They might, if they finish, 6 and Green Bay finish 2nd, do they have to go back to Green Bay? No, they'll end up playing what?
Yeah, it's 7 teams now, right? One team
gets the bye. Yeah.
So, if they 6, they'll play the 3rd seed.
They'll play 3. Okay, I'm finna say they're gonna mess around and end up going back to Green Bay. And that's gonna be their worst nightmare. So they really gotta go ahead and pull it together. Cause like you said, it looked like they're gonna get a wild card no matter what. And Green Bay gotta go ahead and keep winning it. Cause I don't think Green Bay can go on the road and beat anybody. I think Green Bay is like their win is you having to come and play in the snow with them, as opposed to them really just being that much better than anybody. Even though I think they really are good, I just don't think they Super Bowl good. Like, I don't think that they can beat, you know, I don't think they can beat the Cardinals without the Cardinals having to come to Green Bay. I don't think that they can beat, who else will be in the playoffs? The Cowboys, I don't think they could beat us without us having to go up there.
What is this? All right, go ahead. Finish your point. I'm sorry.
Bro, that's my team, dog. I think Green Bay is good, but I don't never believe in nobody that's like that finesse. Any team right. that's that finesse, I never believe in them because they're going to end up running into somebody. Like, they better hope the 49ers ain't pulling this thing together.
I don't know why you so in love with the Niners.
Niners play football, bro.
They're okay. Especially
with everybody. They just need a quarterback. If you play good defense, the strength of your team is your D-line, and then you run the ball like they run the ball, you're going to beat a lot of teams.
Man, their quarterback doing something right because they got Deebo Samuel going through the roof, and he'd be, you know, of course, he'd be in the backfield as well. Deebo Samuel going for 136. Whatever. Somebody's throwing that man the ball. It's not all yak yards. You know what I'm saying? It's not all yet.
A lot of it is.
I feel you.
I think that man took a screen to the crib.
He did. He did.
Jimmy G got 79 yards and a club off that. Jimmy G threw a 79-yard pass, and all he did was believe in the Niners. They just need – I think they do need a quarterback, but I believe in the Niners. Like, if they could just pull it together and stay healthy, mm-hmm. if they can stay healthy, I don't think they're going to win no Super Bowl. But if they could just stay healthy, I think that they can knock off – I think that they can knock off Green Bay no matter where they play.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah, I think that for sure. But we definitely going to see. We going to see how this all shape up. One thing for sure, two things for certain. The playoffs coming.
It's coming, babe. It's coming quick.
It did come quick. Like, it came super quick.
Yes, sir. It's coming quick. And we're going to see where everything looks to fall into place. These teams about to start ramping up on the latter half of the season. They got an extra game they have to, you know, kind of put in the equation. So this stuff going to be shaking up. Going to be shaking up. And you know what else is shaking up is my boy Spent on our weekly picks. He is now 17-12. He went 4-1 last week. I am I went what, 2-3 last week, and I'm 15-14.
I'm 17-12, man. I'm 17-12.
I'm gonna shake back. I'm gonna shake back. Yeah, I'm 2 games back now. I'm gonna shake back. Don't trip. I'm gonna go 3-0 this week.
I think this week we're gonna end up being the same. Like, the record is gonna end up being the same.
No, okay.
You never know.
Okay, who you got tonight? Give me Baltimore.
Same here. So I got Baltimore. I know you got Seattle on Monday. I know you're not do pick them. Go for it.
Now I'm glad. I was thinking about going to Washington, but Seattle, I feel like I think they're on like a 3-game losing streak. Just playing the odds. Like, give me Seattle. Give me Seattle.
Now that you say Washington, I'm almost about to go ahead and flip.
Oh,
you had a couple of times where you could have been 3-0 by just
going on my, what you know. Just going on my instinct.
And they playing in Washington on that bullshit ass field, or they playing in Seattle?
They're playing in Washington.
That's a bullshit ass field out there.
It is, bro. It is.
I'm gonna go with Seattle. And I'm only going with Seattle because Chase Young. If Chase Young was playing, I go with Washington.
Man, get better, dog. Get better.
Right. Get better, bro. But Thursday, I know who you got for Thursday.
Who I got?
You got the Saints. I got them Cowboys.
Hometown, baby. Of course. Come see
us. We coming to y'all?
They're coming to us.
You could pick us, bro, and it really don't matter, dog. Like, I'm saying, first
and foremost, that's not your team. Let's get that established for the people.
No, that's my team. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, bro.
You can't even say that with pride, bro. But anyway,
I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Like, what you mean?
But secondly, I think it's time, of course, for get this third string up out of there and to actually have Taysom just do his thing. I don't know how severe his injury is because they keep going back and forth. But if Taysom can't play, I'm sure they're going to go ahead and toss him in there because we went from 5-2 to like a 3-game losing streak, or four game losing streak. And it's like, that's not what we accustomed to at all. So something's going to change. I think this will be a good time to go ahead and change it up, put Taysom in, since, you know, we don't really have film on him this year, and get that win on a Thursday night.
I'm going with the Cowboys, man. I think we're going to shake back. That going to look a little bit better. I think his calf strain is kind of bothering him. We getting CD Lamb back. We getting Amari Cooper back. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough on y'all. We got the defensive rookie of the year on the defensive side with Michael Parsons. He's doing the fool. He not doing the fool.
He's looking good. He's looking
good.
That man
got double digit sacks.
That man, he's looking very good. He's looking good.
So he doing the fool. I think he matches up. I think we match up really well with y'all. Like, y'all's best player being Alvin Kamara. I think that we got some speed. Obviously, I'm not saying we're going to shut down Alvin Kamara. Like, I think that Alvin Kamara, healthy, is the best running back in the league. And I don't particularly think it's close. But I think that we match up really well. And as long as Alvin Kamara don't have, like, 3-4 touchdowns, I think we're going to win. And I don't think he's going to have that many touchdowns.
Not with a Trevor Siemian on the center.
You know what I'm saying?
Not with a Trevor Siemian on the center. It's all bad in that aspect. But I'm going to still go with my Saints. That's hometown team. I feel like we're due for a shake back. Of course, so are the Cowboys, but we're gonna see what happens. I think it's gonna be an interesting game. It can be a blowout. They can get to us if Trevor Siemian doing what he do, but we can't see. We're gonna see. What's up?
Are you picking them because that's your home team, or are you picking them because you think they're gonna win?
I feel like we should win.
Thinking y'all gonna win and hoping y'all gonna win is different. I understand. Hoping y'all niggas gonna win.
What is my pick? What is my pick? Give me my New Orleans Saints, baby.
I'm trying to understand your pick.
I'm going based off of if Taysom Hill can play, I think that they're gonna throw him in there, take Trevor Siemian up out of there, and it's gonna be a harder adjustment because y'all gonna be preparing for something totally different. It's easy to prepare for a Trevor Siemian. Okay, let's say Trevor Siemian do play, then I'm like, dang, I maybe shouldn't have made that pick. But okay, I will, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm gonna still stick with it because I have no idea what's gonna happen right now.
Yeah. I hope Trevor Siemian, man, like, that's my goal.
It's crazy though because he be having little flashes of actually doing well, but then he's very timid in the pocket, and it's like, bro, where are you going with the ball? What you doing? You just made the 60-yard pass. Why are you overshooting a flat to the linebacker interception? It makes no sense.
You know, any quarterback in the NFL can throw a 60-yard fade.
That's true.
It's the slants, the in routes, the posts, under routes that we have fucking trouble with. Nigga, all of them can throw them deep bombs when the player is just one-on-one. That ain't an NFL quarterback. NFL quarterback is that driving it down the field. And I think y'all have a better chance with Taysom Hill, but still gonna be an L, I believe. So and I don't really even think it's gonna be particularly close.
Hey, I don't blame you for feeling that way. I don't blame you for feeling that way.
I'm more so hope that than think that.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta scheme something up real quick. Have to. And I know Sean gonna get in his bag, got to. I mean, it's almost so much you could do with a Trevor Siemian, but Taysom, you could do, you know, a little bit or whatever. But that's why I really wanna see him in the game. But this man been hurt. So we're going to see. And that's going to should be a good Thursday night game.
Oh, most definitely. I think all these games are going to be pretty good. So we got a good chat. And we'll be having something good to talk about next week. Most definitely recapping these games.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate y'all for tuning in with the No Suit Sports Podcast. Catch us every Monday on your favorite streaming platform, on social media, wherever you want to see us. And we appreciate y'all, man. And we out.
Appreciate it.